Imagine having the ability to identify people at risk of drug overdose and then reach them before they die. This was the hope of researchers from the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources when they built a profile from more than 800 fatal overdoses in 2016. Dr. Rahul Gupta is one of the leaders in the state facing the worst of the addiction crisis as commissioner of the DAHR's Bureau for Public Health and state health officer. He says information they gathered helped them identify risk factors and could reach others before it's too late.
Rather than just continue to count numbers, let's start to understand those individuals and their lives as human beings and understand what can we learn from those human beings and what were the specific factors that made them more susceptible to fatal overdoses.
What were some of the factors or categories that you were most interested in looking at?
Did they actually have insurance? What type of insurance? What were their earlier life experiences? Did they call 911? Did EMS respond? Were they given naloxone? Was it appropriately recognized that these people were having an overdose?
And within the results, what was one thing that maybe you found that you did not expect to find?
9 out of 10 of all the decedents had a documented history within the controlled substance monitoring program. That means they received a prescription. In the 30 days prior to their death, nearly half of the women decedents filled a controlled substance prescription, and 36% of the men did the same.
People who died were almost 3 times more likely to have 3 or more prescribers compared to everyone listed in the prescription drug monitoring program. The report also found that opioids were among the 2 most common controlled substance prescriptions filled 12 months prior to death. It also estimates 35 to 54-year-old unmarried males with a high school education or less working a blue-collar occupation as potentially at the highest risk of an overdose. When Gupta looks at those patterns in the numbers, he sees places where an intervention might help, whether it's through the prescribing system, law enforcement, or emergency services. About 70% had used emergency services in the year before their death.
We found that when people called for help, only 31% of decedents had naloxone administration documented. The critical piece to address the problem immediately is to help people at the time of overdose. It's critical to understand that overdose deaths are pretty much preventable. This report helps us take actions and steps necessary to prevent those deaths, but also understand that only can people enter into treatment when we can prevent them from dying.
While the data focuses on West Virginia, are there any lessons within the report that you think could apply to neighboring states?
I certainly think so. I think the work that was done for the fatality report, I think you're going to find very similar reasons and findings in our neighboring states because as a region, we struggle with same challenges. There's a lot of similarities. While we're divided by boundary lines, we're the same people. We need to learn this particular disorder as a chronic disease, as risk factors. This is one way that we can actually really understand what their lives were about, what were the risks that they suffered that went unrecognized, and use that data to prevent future deaths from happening.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.